Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad that you were able to join me today. These last several days, I've been sharing a message as we've been looking at the 8th chapter of Romans on overcoming self and circumstances. And in Romans 8:37, Paul specifically tells us that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Oh, beloved, the resources of the Christian life are inexhaustible. They are God working in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Beloved, the Spirit of the living God abides within you. We hear these are familiar passages of Scripture. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. But do we have to come to a realization of the fact that the power that the Holy Spirit possesses is unlimited. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead, beloved, that same power is able to quicken your mortal body, is it not? That same power is able to give you the wisdom that Christ had when he was walking on this earth to be able to counter his adversaries. That same Spirit of God will enable you to have the mind of Christ. That same mind and power, that same Spirit that anointed Jesus to do the miracles that he accomplished, is able to do that in our lives through us. Praise God. And so we've only scratched the surface, beloved, of living that victorious Christian life. And let's be honest, if victorious Christian life depended on our human effort, we would face constant defeat or repeated failures. But beloved, it's when we cease from depending on ourself, and depend on Christ who lives in us, we then can say, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Who's greater than the Lord? None. There is none beside thee, O Lord. The greatest victor of all time hands his victory to us. Who was the greatest victor of all time? Jesus. He accomplished the full price. He said it was finished. It is finished. When he died and bowed his head, there was nothing further to add to that work that he accomplished. And so, beloved, we have to hold on to his hands. We have to know that what Jesus said in John, the 16th chapter, verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world, he's guaranteeing it, ye shall have tribulation or trouble. Another way, we don't say tribulation that much in our modern English. We can relate to trouble, though, can't we? But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The life that is self-contained, that is content to live within itself, capable of no outreach, no overflow, is barely Christian, beloved. That's not God's design for us. He wants us to be filled with the Spirit, the Spirit-filled life. What that means, we're filled to overflowing, filled that it may overflow. That's what God has for us, that we should, out of our belly should flow rivers of living water. What we have in Christ, that eternal life, the gift of God by grace was purchased for every man, beloved. Therefore, it belongs by right of purchase to that every man. but to discharge this indebtedness, if you will, in order to be able to release that in joy and in gratefulness and thanksgiving, we have to be filled to overflowing. What we need is a Christ-flavored fruit. You know, when it talks, it's not the fruits of the Spirit, it's the fruit of the Spirit, even though there's nine that are listed: love, joy, peace, faith, gentleness, goodness, self-control or temperance. Against these, there is no law, Paul said. We don't need self-flavored fruit. You know, naturally, fruit has the flavor of the tree. Fruit is an overplus, or if you will, an overflow of the tree's life. Think about that. When a tree is actually bearing fruit, it's over and above what it needs and over and above what it uses up on itself just to exist, for its very self-existence. It's got all that it needs to exist. I mean, I've got an apricot tree. A few years ago here in Idaho, well, it was an Arctic freeze went down through the whole country. But it was early November, and the temperatures plummeted, and I lost fruit trees, I lost some cherry trees. Why? Because the sap hadn't had time to get down from the branches, which normally happens as the weather gets colder and colder and colder, preparing the tree for winter. But it suffered, and as a result, I've got this one apricot tree, half of it's died. Really, half of it's totally dead. But there's another part that's really quite alive. And it had a lot of leaves this year, but no fruit. Why? Because that tree was doing the very best it can to survive. In fact, I was picking up a juniper at Deb and I were over at the Victory Greens. It was a place where you can buy plants, trees, and stuff like that. And I learned fascinating things from this young girl who'd been working there 7 years and learning everything she could, obviously. But that even dead branches have some life. And that's why you're supposed, you know, you cut them off a certain time of year, that tree is yet aware of those dead branches. Can you believe that? That just blew me away. Well, we can make all kinds of parallels, can't we? That makes me think of that parable that Jesus said, the landowner said, you know, get rid of that fig tree, it's not bearing fruit. And yet the gardener said, well, give me another time, give me another, you know, give me a chance to sort of dig up, you know, the root, to fertilize it. And then if it doesn't bear fruit next year, well, okay. You know, that's the Holy Spirit with us. He's keeps working so that we can deliver Christ-flavored fruit. And sometimes those, you know, we're branches on the vine, right? Sometimes those branches look pretty dead. Only, just like the tree knows when it's got dead limbs, it does. That's why we're supposed to trim off. You know, Adam and Eve did have work in the garden, you know. They had to prune it to keep it looking beautiful. I mean, it wasn't hard work. They enjoyed it. I'm sure it was very much fun. Those of you who are gardeners, you know what I mean, yes? But there's still potential. There's still life. A lot of time a tree looks dead. And I had an ash tree that died. And last year, I mean, it just totally died. And I even had a tree arborist try to save it. And it was the only ash he ever lost. Boars got to it, and then that cold winter did that was the final thing. And but last year it grew up, I don't know if they're suckers, but it turned into a beautiful ash bush. This year, I mean, it's been sitting there all year, here it is summer, and only just now there's bushes. It's like it's beginning to spring up. I think it's going to do what it did last year. So, beloved, I'm sharing all these little natural examples as I'm learning about trees on the property, UCM property, but so the Holy Spirit is aware of if there is still life. Why? Because Jesus said, we are branches of the vine, and he is the vine. Therefore, the fruit of the vine has to have the flavor of the tree, so it can be a blessing to others. Jesus' life flows into and then is supposed to flow through us to be a blessing to others. We are to appropriate and to live his life so as not to use it up on ourselves. Our trying to live a Christian life uses up his life flow on ourselves. And there's a word for that. You know what it's called? Self-centeredness. Self-centered. Centered on self. And that's what we're not supposed to be. We're supposed to be Christ-centered. centered. We must let Christ flow into us and out through us so that his very quality of life, with all its power to bless, is manifested through our transformed, yielded, self-effaced personality. Without this fruit, we defeat, think about it, the very purpose of our being in Christ. John 15:4 said, "Abide in me, as I in you, and as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in the vine." Hallelujah. Except ye abide in me. As we learn to abide, the fruit, which we naturally will be bear as a Christian, becomes more fruit. But Jesus is satisfied only when the more becomes the abounding much fruit. In verse 8, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples." Praise God. Well, I've got just a few minutes left. I took it right to the very perimeter, the last few broadcasts. I'd like to take just a few moments to pray for you. Father, you've heard the words I've shared, and Lord, there are those whose hearts are being quickened and convicted by the Holy Spirit. Lord, they want to surrender self. So Father, we do. We come to you and we ask, Lord, that you would help us through the power of the Holy Spirit to mortify the deeds of the body. And Lord, that we will be willing to crucify self. We will be willing to lay self on the altar, that you might be all in all, that you might fill us with your fullness. Lord, that's our desire, that we can be a living testimony to the glory of God, and that we will be your disciples in this earth. Do this work, Lord, and to all Jesus alone be the glory. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you and with you, and tomorrow we're going to continue on in the same theme. I invite you to join me at the same time. The announcer in just a moment is going to give our contact information. Thank you so much. If you're a new person, if the Lord's been moving on you, he has a reason for you to obey. And so I invite you to write. If you want to email, I do always confirm receipt of the emails. But if you want ministry, I invite you to include that mailing address so I can respond back to you. This is the Ministry of Correspondence, that I can minister to you according to your particular needs. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.